Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time is 7 after the hour on the Good Day program. We take this time, I feel like I'm pronouncing you man and wife. We take this time, dearly beloved, every week to bring you up to date on the thoughts of great talk radio people like Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner, and I guess I'll put myself in that. What about it, ladies? Yes?
Absolutely.
Hello, you're a Hall of Famer.
Too long
for
that.
Your name's on the show.
That's true.
You only heard the pause because I thought you weren't done talking yet.
Oh, okay. That's it. Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer. All right, so let's get to the story list and the people list from Talkers Magazine this week, the week of January 23rd to the 27th. Do you believe it, Jennifer? No. We're at the end of the first month of 2023. Valentine's Day.
Anybody else? Yeah. I never
January always say that.
Well, because of all the rain and the stuff going on in California, right?
You know, I think just dragging because I've been fighting off whatever this like Hunter virus is, and just I don't know. I feel like it's just been a long month. But yes, it's already the end of January.
Yes, it is.
It feels like Christmas was 14 years ago, and it was just a month ago. So
Valentine's Day is around the corner, and in fact, your birthday, you're going to be very surprised that I've remembered your birthday, but it's been drilled into me.
Only because Jay told you that. I have a spy that listens to this program every morning.
Yeah, well, I know you do. He needs to go to sleep, but he obviously is not sleeping. All right, so let's get to it. Number 10, I think this is kind of cool, actually, that we have something from the world of sports to talk about, even though it's the NFL and I'm not a fan of football, but the playoffs are certainly on people's minds. You know what's more on people's minds? This is the funniest thing. That movie, 80 for Brady.
Oh, my gosh. I totally want to see it.
It looks so cute.
Jay and I were together doing your show on Monday, and I totally hijacked one of our segments. We were talking about music, and I'm like, I don't know why what you just said reminded me, but have you seen 80 for Brady? I mean, it was just, it looks so cute. And the song is Dolly Parton and
I'm surprised they didn't get her to do the movie with it. She's friends with all of those.
She'd be great, I know.
She would have been great there, too.
Cyndi Lauper, Belinda Carlisle, Dolly Parton all did the music for it. It looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, lots of fun. All right, anyway, so that's not the big football stuff. There are a lot of people talking about Tom Brady coming back to, I don't know, it's wishful thinking here in New England, the talk about him being a free agent, and will he go back to play in New England?
He's going to be going back to Tampa Bay for sure, but the New England one is a hopeful.
Yeah, of course.
And the Raiders, what I've heard, is also heard, which would be very sad because I've never had to cheer for the Raiders before. But I love it for Brady.
All right, so what do you have in terms, Jennifer? You're always in on this. Their team pots and stuff. What do you have going as to who you're supporting, or is it too late for that now because it's coming down to the end?
You know, all the teams that I really, really, because it's really funny in Los Angeles because I grew up almost entirely without a football team because both the Rams and the Raiders left when I was pretty young. And so I never really had like an allegiance to a football team. I like Denver because my mom liked Denver because she went to college in Colorado. I like Tampa Bay now because of Tom Brady. You know, I kind of have these like, I'd be like a transient person. I liked the Patriots when Tom Brady was there. So I think with the teams left, and I've never really rooted for the 49ers, I do like, I'm rooting for the 49ers over the Eagles. I don't think that the Eagles will have that be a problem for them. I think the Eagles will probably win because they're just really good. But I'd like to see the 49ers beat them out. And then, what is it, the Bengals and
Chiefs.
The Chiefs. The Chiefs are really good, but the Bengals have been really good this year. So just because I like Patrick Mahomes. I don't know. Maybe just for something different, the Bengals. Like, for something different, the Bengals and the 49ers. But you can't take it away. Patrick Mahomes hurt himself last week, though. So that might be a factor. He says he's feeling better, but he hurt his ankle.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, anyway, that's the update on what's going on in the playoffs. Tony Dungy, one of the broadcasters. Where does he broadcast? Who was the team? He's on the people list. I know that he said something that he shouldn't have said. How many times do you see that happening, right? People are saying things, if I'm thinking of the same story. At any rate, these things will sort out as we go through the hour. I want to just get to the lists here.
Well, they say he's anti-LGBTQ. God, I can't get it all out.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot
there's
of that going on.
And if that's like the shortened version. It's actually LGBTQIA+++. I mean, it's just like the numbers keep going.
Yeah, but it's getting silly, actually. And
NBC News, they say that he had an anti-gay history, apparently, for a tweet that, I don't know, that they were beginning to put out litter boxes in school bathrooms for students who identify as cats. I think it's kind of a funny thing because it is like making fun of where we are as a culture, but, you know, that rumbles a...
We're taking ourselves way too seriously when it comes to lots of this stuff. Okay, number 9 on both lists, the story list and the people list, the fate of George Santos, the drama surrounding him. You, who are the chief cook and bottle washer for Republican apologists, can't be apologizing for this guy.
George
Can
Santos?
You?
No, yeah. I don't. First of all, because he's so far away from me on the East Coast, I didn't even know much about him until he started to get picked apart by the national media. I mean, there's 435 members of the House of Representatives. I really didn't even know who he was until he got into trouble, and he lied about everything. I think the reason that he is, I do think that there are other members of Congress, shockingly enough, who have lied as well, including my Congressman Adam Schiff, who lied every single day, and he got reelected, and so that's the plight of the people. So I think if George Santos has a problem lying ahead of him, I think the people that voted for him either need to recall him or need to not reelect him again in 2 years, certainly for all of those lies. Mm-hmm. But the reason that he becomes part of the focus today, probably with other people on that list, is that Kevin McCarthy, who's the new Speaker of the House, was asked by a PBS journalist, well, why is George Santos still in Congress? Why isn't it a problem that he lied, but it's a problem that Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell lied because they were not allowed to sit on the Intel Committee? And Kevin McCarthy did a beautiful job explaining it, saying that these guys have all lied to their constituents. They've all been elected into Congress. It's up to the people to do that. They can sit on committees, but he won't have any of them sitting on the Intelligence Committee because you have to have the highest security clearance. And
you got to be intelligent.
Yeah, you have to be intelligent. Yeah. And he also made the point that none of these three would clear in the private sector would like make it to get a security clearance. So why should they when they're serving in government? You have Eric Swalwell, who was having an affair with a Chinese spy named Fang Fang. You have Adam Schiff.
Wait a minute. Oh, hold on. What's her name?
Fang Fang.
Want to say that again?
Fang Fang. Like Fang squared.
Actually...
I'm not making this up.
That's too good. Notice how Jay is being very, she's very cautious and very politically correct.
This is not
correct.
Made up. This is common.
Fang
knowledge.
Fang.
Yes.
Right?
She was a Chinese spy who got herself involved with Eric Swalwell. He took the relationship romantic. He had an affair. And it was this woman. And they caught him. And so why should you sit on the Intelligence Committee if you're sharing your bed
with
a spy from China? Mm-hmm. It was the same thing with Dianne Feinstein. She had her whole business.
She's sleeping with Fang Fang too?
She wasn't sleeping with Fang Fang, but she had a Chinese spy as a driver for 20 years.
Great.
And no one says anything. Adam Schiff comes out and lies every single chance.
I can see him with Fang Fang.
He hasn't had Fang Fang, but he's leaked a lot of information. And then you've got George Santos, who lied about just about everything. None of those people should be sitting on the Intel Committee.
So do we have appropriate Democrats that will and can sit? And if so, who are they? That's the thing. Have they been identified?
They're already on there. I can't give you the whole list, but McCarthy said there are... He even said, he goes, I will not have Swalwell or Schiff sitting on that committee because they don't qualify for a clearance. But there are 240 Democrats who do qualify to be on that committee, and they are welcome to sit there.
Yeah.
So,
okay, good. Let them fight that one out. Okay, next, Ron DeSantis is both on the people list and his educational policies are on the story list. And I think what I remember about the story from earlier in the week is it was taking something out of the curriculum that they felt was inappropriate. But now I'm trying to remember, Jay, when we talked about that, do you remember what it was? Because what we were saying... If you were listening to the Good Day program earlier on, this sort of fits into our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio. The fact that so many, and I think we were talking about it, the health and well-being of people around the country, but just in general, the stuff that seems to be kookiest comes in many sizes, shapes, and forms from the South.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Florida, I don't know, I don't even really consider Florida to be the South because it's basically it's the graveyard for the people that come down from the North. But I can hear the four or five stations now. What did you say? What do they call it?
It's a vacation spot.
But yeah, it is a vacation, but that's true. Yeah, that too. Anyway, so like Mississippi and Alabama and, the states that are in the deep South always seem to come up lowest when it comes to education, to health. And then people say, well, look, they're all Republicans.
No,
well, but why?
Poverty.
But why is there poverty there and not poverty in Indiana? Why?
Well, I think it's hard to compare Indiana, different industries, right? I think, like, if you're talking about Alabama and Mississippi.
Alabama bound.
There's more poverty that's in those areas. And,
but why?
And I don't know. Why is there more poverty in Los Angeles? Why is there more poverty in certain places?
Because they've engineered the state to be one of the things in terms of the economy that I wanted to get your thoughts on, but we have to pause in a moment, is the new rule, the fast food law that's going to referendum in California. I want to talk about $22 an hour. With you as we continue perusing some of the things, because there's a lot of discussion about the economy every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the companion piece to that Talk Radio Review at 18 past the hour.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, spray pans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, now 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review is on the air with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. We have comments. Do we have comments? By the way, we have our comment line. Jennifer, you'll be excited about this. The old number we have now resurfaced with the call-in line, 855-999-DOUG. And as we go into a brand new studio on Monday of next week, that line will be up and running for those of you who want to call while we're on the air, or you want to leave a comment as to what has been said, pretty much like the social media stuff on Facebook and Instagram. You can reach us at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. But that number...
That's a great number.
855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684. All right. The thoughts on, this is the one, for me, this is the big story of the week. How much time, Jay probably rolls her eyeballs every time this comes up. But Jennifer, you can remember over the years we talking about the fair tax and the act and the fact that McCarthy says.
You know what it was called when Herman McCain liked it?
No, what?
It was called 999, actually.
Was
like
it?
Phone number, yeah. Like, it was.
I don't remember that. Really?
He wanted like 9% sales tax, 9% corporate tax, 9%. I can't remember what the other one was, but it was the 999.
Yeah.
I loved it.
999. I love this. I really do. I think the Fair Tax Act is the only way to actually be fair when it comes to taxation. You pay according to what you spend. And so all of people...
You money on the IRS. Oh, sorry, Jay.
Does that go for groceries as well, or is it?
No, you don't pay on groceries. You don't pay on groceries. You don't pay on clothing.
Cars and shopping.
You pay on cars. Yep. No, you pay on cars. You pay on houses. You pay on any. No, you don't pay on real estate. You do pay on cars and consumables, but not groceries and not clothing. So, if you go to the hardware store and buy a drill, you'd have a 23% tax. At least that was the number that had been floated around. I've been on this, Jennifer will be happy to tell you, for years and years and years I've been talking about this because I'm death on the IRS. It is, it's obnoxious. That's the best word I can come up with for our country as it is to have the Gestapo running the Tax Collection Bureau, and that's basically what you got. So anyway.
Also, the very rich have really good tax people who figure out loopholes.
Of course they do.
And the rest of us are the ones who have to deal with the IRS. You'd save money because you disband the IRS. You wouldn't need them, or you just need their smaller department.
The accountants are all approaching this.
People. And so while it seems like it's a lot of money to pay extra for a drill, remember, your whole paycheck will go to you now. So it's not like you send half of your paycheck away each pay period.
Yeah, until you go to Whole Foods, and then they'll take your whole paycheck. All right, so what do we have for comments from listeners that are on our social media, Jay, on the Fair Tax Act?
Jeff Main says, I'm all for a fair tax, but the 16th Amendment must be repealed first.
Yeah, well, that's what they've been trying to do. I think the 13th, why do I think the 13th Amendment played in here? Maybe I just got it wrong because the tax started in 1913 as we were getting into World War One. That's why they did it, could pay for what we were going to do in World War One. That's how it started. All right, what else? Who else?
Brian Linetti chimes in, all for it. I feel 23% is too high. It should be more like 17%. Other than that, I support it. Our tax is supposed to be voluntary, a voluntary tax, and this would make it so. You spend, you pay tax. You save, you don't fare.
The thing here is, you know, the amount that you have to pay, but also how much money is being wasted in the government. This is the way it would seem to me. Every year in April, I go off on this, but this toot as well. The waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse of our money. Unbelievable. And
with all the loopholes that some people are paying and some people aren't.
Yep. So this deals with that. All right. We have some more comments that are worth our time, so we'll get to them as we continue here. We're talking about the News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Review, 28 past the hour.
Was Santa generous? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can sell gift cards you're not using at cardcash.com and giftcards.com, where you can also buy discounted gift cards for almost anything. If you're planning a major purchase, consider buying now because prices are rising. And if you see PMI on your mortgage statement, that's private mortgage insurance, which you can cancel if your principal balance is below 80% of your home's value, which it may now be thanks to inflation. Ever since the COVID shutdown, we've been suffering supply chain issues, and nothing is in shorter supply than what you see in the mirror. The help wanted sign is everywhere, so ask your boss for a raise. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Time for us to underscore what's going on at MyPillow.com. Using the code DS, you can get fabulous bargains even for your pets. Yes, the MyPillow pet bed is available right now, so you can have a pet that is enjoying the same comfort that you are in the MyPillow pet bed. You know, they have mattresses, mattress toppers, all those good things. MyPillow is known for quality and value. Those things are great. MyPillow is different sizes, the pet bed. I'm just underscoring some of the things here. It's a fabulous company. They do fabulous work. So go through. There's a great product catalog you can get. All you have to do is download it at MyPillow.com. See what specials they have, whether it's the comforters, bathrobes. It is a cool way for you to spend a couple of moments and then save some money. MyPillow.com. Check out using the discount code DS. That's MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Kansas City Chiefs are heading to the Super Bowl for the third time in the last 4 years. Harrison Butker drilled a game-winning 45-yard field goal as the Chiefs edged the Bengals 23-20 in the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. And Patrick Mahomes tossed a pair of touchdowns in the victory. Kansas City will be taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 57 on February 12th in Glendale, Arizona. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and playing with the ankle injury and thanking the training staff.
I mean, we think we've built up enough respect to have a chance to go out and win every game. So whenever you feel like you're the underdog, when you're playing at Arrowhead Stadium, it gets guys ready to go.
Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow on the team coming up short in the fourth quarter.
You know, it felt like that was you know, the tide was turning our way. I felt like we were going to, you know, just find a way to win this game. But, you know, like I said, didn't make the plays down the stretch.
I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. 34 after the hour now, back on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. I want to go back to the Fair Tax Act and that discussion with our listeners. That seemed to be number one this week, so I want to make sure we have time, Jay, to acknowledge some more of the people that took the time to express themselves on our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. So what did you, let's pick up where you left off with some of these comments about the proposed Fair Tax Act.
Yeah, Jay Martin says, I would rather see a flat tax, 12% on all earnings, over $25,000 on the federal level, and 8% on all earnings over $25,000.
But see, that's not what this is about. He doesn't understand. This is not a tax on earnings. The Fair Tax has nothing. It eliminates the tax on earnings. It taxes It's a value-added tax.
This is what you think you would rather see across the board.
Yeah, okay. That was his preference. Got it. Okay, yep.
And then Melinda Stone shares, in general, the concept is good, but as we all know, the devil is in the details. In a perfect world, you could start over with that, but in our present world, it appears when they try to do replacement forms of taxation, they are always reluctant to give up all parts of the old tax.
Right. They want to add this to it. They don't want to take they don't want to take the income tax out. They want to add this tax to it. Instead of eliminating it, they want to have both. There are a lot of people that want to have both.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, most of them are Democrats. You can make your own judgment knowing that. All right, anyway, who else? What else we got here?
Colleen Maxey-Smith says, who are these idiots anyway? How in the world does this even make sense?
What? A Fair Tax Act? Huh. All right, Colleen, am I an idiot? I guess I must be in her mind. I must be an idiot. Who are these idiots? All right. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You want to go one more?
Oh, no, I was just going to say Michael Durr says that he would prefer a flat tax rate as well. That's his preferred method, and said he hasn't actually been hearing much about the Fair Tax Act.
It's because the news media doesn't want you to know how good it is. So their cabal gets together, and they all decide what they think you should know. And the spirit in which that story, if it was to become public, they'd put a spin on it that's pretty much like what Kevin McCarthy said this week, and many of the others, even Republicans, said, nope, this hasn't got a chance, we're not bringing it forward, we don't want it, you can't have it, it's too good for us. So there you go. That's where your boy McCarthy sort of has a hiccup this week, as far as I'm concerned, Jennifer. I wanted to go back to this thing. The economy is always a part of our discussion. Number three is the battle over the debt ceiling. I want to have a clear understanding of where that is. But as we get into that, there's a proposal for a referendum now in California, the Fast Food Accountability and Standards Recovery Act. This law advocates the payment of $22 an hour to people who work in the fast food industry, which means, Jennifer, when you go to the In-N-Out Burger, you'll pay $20 for a hamburger. How's that sound?
At In-N-Out, it's worth it.
All right, where'd Jennifer go? We need to pause here and figure out what's going on.
Can you hear me? Hello?
No. Oh, now we can hear you.
You can? Oh, yeah. I was talking away to you. Okay. So here's the thing. With this fast food tax, it went into effect without anybody voting on it. And they were going to put together a fast food council to make sure that wages were fair and that working conditions were safe. But what's funny is we already have a minimum wage, and we already have OSHA that goes through, Cal OSHA goes through in California and makes sure that these places are safe. So what's this fast food council all about? Well, it's about creating the opportunity for 650,000 fast food workers in California to be eligible to join the union. And what they want is to, of course, get more strength with the union, because the unions run elections in California. If you have union support, it's why we're a one-party rule state. The union gets behind somebody, they just march to victory. So
get ready to pay $20 for an In-N-Out Burger.
Right. So then that means you're either going to pay more because they're going to have to spend more for workers, or what's going to happen next? iPads. You're going to walk in. It'll all just be using your computer, your cell phone.
You can do that with Panera. They have it now. I guess there are other restaurants, but I like Panera. I go in there once in a while, and now I see on the counter these ways of ordering. I guess you can do it at other restaurants as well.
Less workers, less humans, and that's what they replace them with, so that they can keep up their bottom line. So somebody challenged it and said, wait a second, this needs to go on the ballot for people. This needs to be a referendum. So there's been a hold on that. California had a lot of the laws they tried to push out in January put on hold because they were so ridiculous.
Well, that's
including taking away doctors' medical licenses if they didn't say what the government wanted them to say about COVID.
Yeah, great. Well, that's coming too in terms of abortion rights and whether they can. There are some states. What did I see this week? Was it Alabama? Again, back in the South, where they're not going to allow the sale. Oh, no, it was North Dakota with the lady who's the governor. What's her name, Jennifer, the lady who's the governor of North Dakota?
Christine Noem.
Noem has said that they will not allow the sale of any of these abortion pills. What else do they call them besides the abortion pills? They're called
morning after morning pills.
After. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. Or the others, the stuff that started when I was a kid, when women were starting to take pregnancy prevention, but that's not what they were called. What do they call when
Plan B and morning after considered an abortion pill?
I don't know. I don't know why it would be. I don't know
well,
if that's
the case. Anyway, she's blocking. She wants to block the sale of all of that sort of thing in North Dakota. So what is that? I wonder what people think about that up there. If the two of you live there, Jennifer and Jay, not to put you on the spot, but kind of putting you on the spot, what would be your reaction if somebody said, no, well, you can't buy these pills anymore. So what they'll do is they'll go across state lines and buy them in Idaho or whatever.
I don't
you
have
know.
A problem with birth control. I don't have a problem with Plan B. Anything beyond that, I am pretty pro-life, but I also believe that there are some exceptions to that rule. I just think that, unfortunately, we get into a place where abortions get used for birth control far too much than they should. And I think there are a lot of people who would love to have babies and would love to adopt. And I don't know. I know it's an emotional conversation. I know everybody's got an opinion on this. It's just where mine is.
Yep. Okay.
Well, with the adoption conversation, it should be made easier for people who are law-abiding citizens, who would be good parents, who genuinely want to bring somebody in and make them part of the family. And it seems like a lot of those families have to jump through so many hoops, and it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I remember when my first and only wife worked as a lawyer. I started as a paralegal. She was a teacher, and then she ran a school, and then she decided she wanted to go into the law. She worked for a law firm in Boston that specialized in adopting Chinese children. And there was a whole big to-do about how much it was costing to do it. Like when she started there, it was like $40,000 or something to adopt a child from China. And then there were things that got done. They started funds, and then they'd cut it down to $10,000. But why even does it cost that kind of money? You got to be paying a middleman, right? Isn't that what that money's for? Paying
somebody's charity. Making money, government,
yeah, exactly.
Or something. I mean, it's
right.
It's a lot of cash.
Number four on our list, on the story list this week, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, is military aid. Now, the specifics here focus on military aid to Ukraine, but also something came out this week, and I'm betting that most of you did not pay any attention, nor maybe did you even know what was going on. There's a new book that's coming out. And it's a focus on our government trying to take out Iran's fleet of F-14 jets. That's okay, except when you go back in time, our country sold Iran these jets. So the military industrialists made a lot of money when, I want to say this was when Clinton was president, I think, and then when George Bush came in, they changed everything because of our attitude toward Iran, which was, you know, appropriate. Actually, we weren't tough enough. I don't think we were tough enough. I don't think Bush was. I don't think Obama was tough enough with Iran. Anyway, that's a different story. But now, on Apple News, I didn't know who even knew. There's a read of it on Popular Mechanics. That's where I saw it. So we have spent the last couple of decades chasing spies around and arms dealers who are smuggling parts because the F-14s that have been used by the Iranians against who knows whom, preparing for war and training their pilots and whatever. So we haven't sold them any parts. And in fact, we've been trying to secretly destroy the planes. Which we sold to them. And so now there is a whole big smuggling thing going on, and the people who are trying to smuggle the stuff in are on the hit list for the CIA. Mm. But think about this. Just think about it for a second. The lunacy. We sell them our planes, and then we try to destroy the planes that we have sold to them.
And it just, again, back to the military-industrial complex and the whole thing about Ukraine this week and whether or not we sell them this tank or the other tank. One of them is bigger than the other ones. The fight with the Germans about the tanks and stuff and whether they... The problem apparently is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the big tanks are like flying an airplane. And they don't have anybody over there who knows how to run them. So why are we going to give them to them if nobody knows how to run them? They don't want them to fall into the hands of the Russians. I mean, I understand that. Have you seen some of the quote-unquote dashboards in these tanks? Right. It is like flying an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that we have spent, our country, the United States, has spent more on the war in Ukraine than Russia has?
Yeah. Yes, as a matter of fact, yeah. So how is that? Okay, we all want to see Putin's head handed to him. Which is, you know, would have been more easily done by sending in a bunch of Mossad and Delta Force guys to shoot him and get rid of him. And then people say, well, you don't know who's behind him. I don't care who's behind him. Shoot them, too. It's just, come on.
Well, but then nobody would be making money because war is the most lucrative industry on the planet.
It is. Yep. That's it. All right, Jennifer, I want to get your take on number six this week, all the shootings in California. We haven't talked about that here, and we need to get your rendering of all of that stuff as a Californian.
Yeah, it was pretty, it's been sad because the Monterey Park in Los Angeles County, there was a Lunar New Year celebration over the weekend. Guy walks in, opens fire, shoots and kills originally 10, but another person has just died. He then goes a couple of miles away to Alhambra. He walks into another dance studio getting ready to open fire, but the son of the owner of that studio sees him, hears the gun, turns around, and because he was hugely brave, attacks the guy, was able to wrestle the gun away from him, and saved the people inside of that dance studio. The shooter then goes to the hospital to try to get treated for the injuries he got in the fight with the guy who took the gun away from him, realizes he's being recognized and that people are talking, so he leaves the emergency room and goes on the run. They find him the next day in Torrance in California, and he shoots himself. Not sure what the motivation is. Some people thought it was romantic. Other people are saying, why was this guy 72 years old and Chinese and matches the description of the shooter in Half Moon Bay?
Yeah, right. It's just, man, there's so many mentally ill people. All right, well, that's the reckoning on that from Jennifer. Jay and Doug here, 48 after the hour.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Fife.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You can also dunk them in the nacho cheese sauce. Or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact a local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Program at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Mr. Miles, who runs, among other things, a fabulous website, which is at your service and on your side. Nick is at ourautoexpert.com. One of the things that you profiled, which is very instructive, I thought, for people who don't understand car insurance and how the premiums are going crazy, I wanted to reflect on this with you as well, because my policy, both for my own personal automobiles, for my farm equipment, for the home, all of these things, they say, well, if you tie them all together, you save money. That's a load of crap. But the, I mean, look at the fact that most states have seen their rates increase by percent, like here in Illinois, 17% you're paying more this year than last year. Arizona, 15%. New Hampshire, 13%. The average, this is one that knocks my socks off. The average price for insurance on the average car that has a note on it in Michigan is $4,700 a year. Are you crazy?
Right.
What are you, nuts?
And there's new cars cost so much money to fix, and this is part of the problem, is when you even get into electrics. I mean, you have a wreck with an electric car, it's a big deal.
The end of the car.
Yeah. And so these insurance companies are just making adjustments. And, of course, that means that people were canceling their insurance on the car they had sitting in the driveway, too, during COVID and during the pandemic. So they were out money. So it's just leveling itself out. And I think you're going to see new insurance companies come along who have better deals. And a lot of people, you'll pay a lot more money to insure an electric car. And you need to check that out before you buy one, because it can cost you more to run an insurance. And you can lose all that money you thought you were saving in gas,
right,
despite the other issues.
Right. You're not saving anything because they're still powering your car with hydro and carbon and fossil-based right. fuels. So it's a lot of hooey. Anyway, but looking at what you need, depending on where you live in the country, you need to spend from $3,000 to $8,000 a year just to run your car.
Yeah.
Good God.
Buying a new car, I tell everybody, you've got to check out how much does that car cost you to run, actually, really, in real life. How much does it cost you to insure? I mean, buying a new car is the way you go. What you choose can make a huge difference, not just what you pay for the car. Everyone haggles over the price you pay for a car. That should be down the list. I mean, financing. For the first thing is you get poor financing, you can end up paying more for that car in the first year than you do in the first three if you get the right finance.
So the most expensive car, the Tesla, you can understand that, $3,100 a year on average. Porsches, I understand why they'd be expensive. Other really expensive cars. So you want to know the cheapest car to insure? Nick, what's the cheapest car that's on the market to insure?
I think if I remember right, I'm not looking at the list. Is it a Honda?
Yep. Fit? Yeah, right. That's what it is, the Honda.
Now, you may not want to drive, but ultimately it'll surprise you if you start looking at your insurance, and that's something you have to do. And there are much harder cars to insure than others, but there are some cars out there that are expensive to run that you would think wouldn't be, but they are, and they tend to be electrics.
All right, let's talk about German cars, the Audi, the Volkswagen, the Mercedes. How are these all stacking up in terms of selling? Are there enough of them around? What do they cost? What are the most popular ones? You got that all on your website, rautoexpert.com.
Yeah, so it's interesting Audi have had a very tough year in 2022. They were down 20%, and everybody else was pretty much flat. Mercedes had a good year, but they had a lot of new models as well. Mm-hmm. But what these guys are really missing is they've gone full-fledged into these like super performance SUVs, and America wants rugged off-road vehicles.
Right.
So now
not
these
fancies.
Germans... Yeah, now all these German guys are struggling to come up with these off-road rugged brands. You're going to see a big slew of the sort of G-Wagon type thing appearing from Mercedes. You're going to see a bunch of new ones of those from BMW and Mercedes in the future, because tech is great, but Americans have one of the biggest land masses in the world, and they want to go outdoors and enjoy it.
Yeah, that is interesting because, you know, I look at Range Rover as being a luxury car. Most people do. You look at the price tag and that's what it is. I find them comfortable, but also safe and also dependable. But that's, you know, not everybody wants to spend that kind of dough. You want to buy a cheap Jeep, and you can do that too. We got to look around, though, for them. They're not as plentiful as the expensive Jeeps. Me and you together here. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.